This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by BetRivers. Coming up on today's podcast, we got a lot to get to today. It's tax day. Have you paid your taxes? Have you filed your taxes? Have you done that? It's also Jackie Robinson Day, way more important than tax day. I want to talk about that. The Cavaliers are playing the Orlando Magic in the playoffs. We'll talk about how their regular season ended and what's in store for the postseason. Plus, the Guardians win a day game on Monday, Patriots Day, winning their second straight, blanking the Red Sox this morning. It's weird to be say a morning game, but that's exactly what happened. That's all coming up on today's edition of The Bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by BetRivers.
You're in The Bullpen with Adam the Bull.
Folks, I want to start with it being Jackie Robinson Day. Today was the day, the anniversary of the day that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. And all these years later, we still celebrate the day because of how meaningful it is to the game of baseball. Today, for the first time, I think ever, I mean, unless I just forgot, I heard Jackie Robinson's Hall of Fame induction speech. He got in the same year as great Cleveland Guardian Bob Feller, Cleveland Indian at the time, of course. And what's funny about Jackie Robinson's speech is that he only talks for like 2.5 minutes. And at the end, he says, "Well, I'm sorry I talked for so long." And I'm thinking, man, you are the most, one of the most iconic players in the history of the sport. Obviously, for what he meant to America and what he meant to black players and black athletes in America, is the most impactful player in the history of sports. And after 2.5 minutes, he's like, "Well, sorry, it took up so much of your time." And I'm thinking, man, Jay, he could have just kept going forever. And I wouldn't have said boo. Nobody would have said boo. I wasn't alive. But I found that kind of funny. But it was a really good speech. And he talked about, he thanked what he said were the three most important people in his life. He thanked his mom, his wife, and Branch Rickey, who was the general manager of the Dodgers and was the one who championed for Jackie Robinson to be the first black player to be given the opportunity. It should have never come to that, of course. It should have, having to be given an opportunity, it should have happened long before that. It should have, in fact, never even have been an issue, but that's not the way the world works. And in 1962, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And so it was really, it was cool hearing his voice because, Jackie Robinson has been dead for a long time. I mean, I was a baby when he died. And I was just looking at his date of death and not that it happened in the same year, obviously, but the day he died, which was October 24th, 1972, I was one and change. But my wife and I got married on October 24th. Many years later in 2010. But what's bizarre is Jackie Robinson, he got in on the first ballot, but he only got 77.5% of the vote. I'm sure there was some racism in the no votes, probably much of that. Maybe not all. Maybe, there's some guys that just feel like you should never get in on the first ballot. I think that's stupid. Who knows? But we honor Jackie Robinson today. Everybody wears 42. I do think that Major League Baseball Major League Baseball has screwed up so many things. The commissioner is awful. I give him credit for some of the rule changes. I think the rule changes have been a huge positive. But overall, commissioner's done terrible things. And most recently, all this nonsense with the uniforms is completely embarrassing. But the one thing that they've done, and it wasn't this current commissioner that started it, but Bud Selig, is having a whole day to honor Jackie Robinson. I would say, though, that I think baseball needs to do a better job, in addition to honoring Jackie Robinson, not taking anything away from Jackie, but I think that the great Larry Doby, who was the second black player in the majors and the first black player in the American League, and obviously had to go through all of the same awfulness that Jackie Robinson did. Jackie Robinson made his major league debut on April 15th of 1947. Larry Doby made his major league debut on July 5th of 1947. And I actually spoke with Larry Doby's son a few years back. I want to say 5-6 years ago. And his son, oddly enough, is a roadie for Billy Joel, who's, if you know me, you know Billy Joel's my favorite singer of all time. And Larry Doby's son works on Billy Joel's road crew, which I thought was really cool. And I didn't get, I met him. I didn't get to meet him. I didn't meet him in person. I interviewed him over the phone. And it was really fascinating hearing about his life, but also certainly hearing about what his dad went through. But he also wanted to focus on the lot. You know, obviously there were a lot of awful, disgusting people. There still are. And a lot of people that were awful to Jackie Robinson and awful to Larry Doby. But Larry, his son really wanted to bring up the fact that there were a number of players that he played with on the Indians that were not bad people. They were good guys, and they were respectful to his dad and treated his dad just like everybody else. And that meant so much to him. Of course, meant so much. His dad really didn't talk about the people who didn't support him. I remember him saying, but he focused on the people that did, that were good people, and treated him well. Larry Doby died in living in New Jersey, in Montclair, New Jersey, which is where my wife is from, and of course played for the Indians, had a tremendous career, and he of course got in the Hall of Fame as well. But so I do think the league should honor Larry Doby more, not at the expense of Jackie Robinson and iota, but in addition to. But love Jackie Robinson Day, and I know the teams, everybody's, I think every team plays today, I believe. And so there you go. As for one of the teams that already played today, I'm recording this around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Guardians beat the Red Sox. The game started at 11:13 this morning. Guardians win 6-0. Nice job. The Guardians look bad in that doubleheader Saturday against the Yankees. They bounce back and rally a number of times to beat the Yankees in the finale of the homestand to avoid the sweep yesterday, and then come right out against Boston. It was a great pitching matchup for names you wouldn't expect. Xavion Curry. We talked last week about the fact that the Guardians were going to need another starter this week. In fact, with the rain out and the rain delay, Ben Lively, I believe, is pitching on Wednesday because of the rain out, and now you need really a sixth starter. But let me just double check that I'm right about that. Yeah, Ben Lively's going. Oh, Ben Lively's he's going tomorrow. Okay, so Ben Lively. So back-to-back days. Today they called up Xavion Curry. Oh, you know what? I was right the first time. He's going Wednesday. He's pitching against Boston at home on a Tuesday. But yes, it'll be Tanner Bibee tomorrow. And then Ben Lively will get called up. So we talked about who would get called up, Curry or Lively. Because of the rainout, you had to call up two. So Xavion Curry got called up today, made the start and pitched very well. Tanner Bibee tomorrow, who struggled in 2 out of 3 starts. And then Ben Lively will go in the Wednesday game before Carrasco wraps up the Boston series. And then the Guardians will come back home for Oakland and Boston. So we'll see if the Guardians can get back on a roll here after they'd lost 3 of 4. Now they've won 2 in a row, back up to 11-5 on the season. And at this point, they are, for what it's worth, 2.5 weeks into the season, they're in first place. They have the second-best record in the American League behind only the Yankees at 12-4. But getting to this game specifically this morning, Xavion Curry did a hell of a job. I mean, you know, you got two journeyman pitchers going in two games in a series in Boston where the bullpen's already been used a lot. This could have gone ugly, but Curry did a hell of a job. He went five innings, gave up two hits, one walk, no runs, three. Well, obviously no runs because the Guardians won 6-0. And then Tim Herron did an excellent job. Herron, Sandlin, Morgan out of the pen, four innings, one hit, one walk, no runs, five Ks. So only five base runners for Boston in this game, three hits and two walks, and eight Guardian strikeouts. There was no offense both ways until late. Cutter Crawford has been great for Boston so far this season. Went 5 2/3. Guardians got only two hits off him. No other base runners. He struck out six. But when he left, that's when the Guardians got going. Where the Guardians had three relief pitchers combined for four scoreless innings, the Red Sox bullpen was terrible. Bernardino, Weissert, Winkowski, and Anderson combined in 3 1/3 to give up six runs, five earned on seven hits and a walk, seven hits and two walks. The big blow, the home run by Will Brennan, who pinch hit. That's a nice way to come into the game. You pinch hit, he gets the home run. So there's been some interesting guys, and Gabriel Arias has gotten hot. He had three hits today. He had a triple and a double in this one, a home run shy of the cycle. But we've seen Estevan Florial get hot, hit a couple of home runs lately, had a big game against his former team. Now he went at an 0 for today back in the lineup. But Arias has gotten hot. He's hitting over 300 right now. And as I said, the big pinch hit home run for Will Brennan was big for him. So you needed that. Brian Rocchio got his first stolen base of the year. And they win this game despite the fact that their top four hitters, Kwan, Jimenez, Ramirez, and Naylor, went a combined 3-for-17 in this one. So when the bottom of the lineup gets the job done, Jose did have an RBI, but Brennan knocked in two, and Arias and Rocchio also knocked in a run apiece. So it's good to see the bats get going late in this game against the bullpen. You take advantage of a Red Sox pen that's not very good. No save in this one because they won 6-0. Curry did a nice job but doesn't get the win because the Guardians didn't take the lead till the seventh inning. Tim Herron got the win out of the pen, but a nice win for the Guardians, and we talked about them continuing the series. All right, I got to talk to you about the Bet Rivers app because we've got – you could always bet on baseball. I'll have a new parlay for you. My parlay didn't hit on Friday. I apologize for giving you a loser. I lost 2 out of 3 for the first time on that parlay. I steered you wrong. We'll try to get you going again tomorrow. But right now, you got all kinds of interesting things at Bet Rivers in terms of the NBA playoffs. The Celtics are plus 160 to win it all. If you want to bet on the Cavs, I know I don't, but if you want to, the Cavs are plus 4,000. What's surprising, so they are the 6th, 9th, 11th, tied for the 12th choice with the Knicks. I'm surprised the Knicks do not have better odds than the Cavs. That's surprising to me. In fact, the Sixers and the Heat, who will play each other on Wednesday, and the winner of that game will play the Knicks in the first round of the playoffs, both have better odds than the Knicks and the Cavs. The Sixers are plus 1,800, the Heat are plus 3,000. In fact, the Sixers are the third, number three choice. Now, I know they're the 7 seed, or the, I can't remember if they're 7 or the 8. I think they're the 7. But obviously they have Embiid back, and they certainly should be a lot better team. But it's not like they've been a juggernaut in the playoffs. But there you go. So you got the futures odds in terms of who's going to win the NBA title. In terms of winning the conference, Celtics are a big favorite at minus 200. The Cavs tied again with the Knicks, fifth choice at plus 1,400. Maybe you want to lay a dollar on the Hawks at plus 500,000. I'm sorry, plus 50,000. That's still plenty. In the West, the Nuggets are a favorite at plus 110. Clippers plus 600. Thunder plus 650. And the Mavs plus 700. Biggest long shot in the West, the Pelicans at plus 4,000. As for game one of the Eastern Conference first-round matchup for the Cavs, Cavs will obviously have the home court advantage in the 4-5 matchup with the Magic. The Cavs are a 4.5-point favorite as of right now in game one of the series in Cleveland. So there you go. And the over-under, it's 207.5 is the over-under. In terms of the money line on this game, the Cavs are minus 195. So check it out. Now, I put a tweet out this morning that, of course, got everybody mad. I don't like what the Cavs did yesterday. I think that's a loser mentality to play that way. You basically said, we don't want to win this game because we want to avoid this team or that team. Winners win, man, and losers lose. And I don't think when you're in the playoffs, you try to pick your matchup and losing a game on purpose. If you would have won, you'd play Indiana. Instead, you play the Magic. Like, I don't get it. In theory, if they win, now you got to play Boston in the second round, which is a much tougher situation than playing Milwaukee or the Knicks. I know the Knicks have been a tough although it might not be the Knicks, maybe. See, the Knicks didn't play that way. The Knicks are tough. The Knicks were like, so we might have to play the Sixers in the first round. Who cares? We can beat anyone. That's a tough team. That's a well-coached team. The Cavs are a soft team. They're not a well-coached team. I got no faith in the Cavs going into the playoffs. None. I hate the way they played the second half of the season. They were terrible after the All-Star break. I know injuries played a factor, but Donovan Mitchell's still not 100%. I think they're going to lose to Orlando. Doesn't matter. They shouldn't. They shouldn't. They're a way better team. Orlando's under 500 on the road. The Cavs have home court advantage. I don't like the Cavs. I don't like the way they're playing. I don't like their vibe. I don't like anything about them. It's a new season now. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe they'll take care of business. I got the Magic winning in five. First game Saturday. Don't know the time yet. But I just don't like the way the Cavs are playing, and I don't believe they're capable of just flipping a switch here. I don't think they're good enough to do it, and I don't think it's going to happen. And I know people got mad at me for my tweet today. I'll admit, I don't really troll. I really never troll. I was trolling a little. It's just really more my frustration with this team. I'm aggravated because at the halfway point, I was like, maybe they're legit. Maybe they can make a run. And they've played so poorly and so lifelessly, and they're coached so poorly that I'm just angry with this team, and I'm fed up. And unlike baseball or hockey or football, where if you make the tournament, you got a shot. My man Monzo, who produces this podcast, we were talking right before we started, and I said, he's a huge Rangers fan, and they're one of, if not the best team in hockey. But you know that that's far from a guarantee that they're going to win anything. Same thing in baseball. Who had the Diamondbacks and the Rangers in the World Series? Nobody. Football, you know, it goes a little more to form than hockey and baseball, but still, most teams that make the playoffs can make it. I wouldn't say every team, because you occasionally have a team like the Giants 2 years ago. You know, that's along for the ride. But for the most part, a large majority of the teams that make the playoffs in the NFL can win the Super Bowl. Every team that makes the playoffs in hockey and baseball can win the World Series and the Stanley Cup. But in basketball, there's like four teams, five teams, maybe some of your six. But there's never even, with almost no exceptions, there's half the teams, if not more, that you know have no shot. And I just feel like the Cavs are one. So what's one of those teams? So what's the point of getting excited? What am I pumped about? I have no excitement level for this team. Now, can I con myself into being excited if they play well and win this series against the Magic? I probably can. We'll see. And then you can stop being mad at me. But if you want to be mad at me, so what? I'll live with that. All right, thanks to everybody for watching and listening. Please hit the subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Please give me a thumbs up. Check out the Bet Rivers app for all your betting needs. Anything you want to do, any sport, they got all kinds of sports on there. Even things, you can bet on international basketball. I couldn't tell you anything about international. You bet on tennis. We got a big, big tennis book here, no doubt. You can bet on cricket. Who's hurt? I don't even know what the hell cricket is. I know what cricket is. Rugby, boxing, the WNBA, whatever. You could bet on who's going to win the WNBA MVP. By the way, where is, oh my God, I forgot her name already. The woman who's going to get drafted first overall in the WNBA draft tonight. How did I forget her name? She's the most popular women's basketball player. Caitlin Clark. Oh my God. I wanted to see, at Bet Rivers, she is, as a rookie, it has tied for the fourth best odds to win the WNBA MVP this year. Aja Wilson. I hope I'm saying her name right, plus 150. Brianna Stewart, plus 500. Alyssa Thomas, plus 800. And then Caitlin Clark and Jewel Lloyd, plus 1400. WNBA draft tonight, if you're interested. All right, thanks to everybody for joining me as always and watching. Thanks to Brian Monzo for producing. We'll talk to you next time. Where else but right here in the bullpen with Adam the Bull, brought to you by Bet Rivers. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Bullpen with Adam the Bull on the Bet Rivers Network.